It's always fun and interesting to hear two poets offer their unique vision on a similar topic. What do you hear in these two poems? First up is A. Scott Henderson, professor of education at Furman University, who sent us his perspective on the Pandora's Box myth. Here is Hope Speaks. They lived with me inside Pandora's box, each of them a spiteful bane for mortal pain. When the lid was slid to set us free, an ancient poet claimed that I alone remained behind, as if I lacked the salt and gall to fight those endless woes. But captivity I cast aside, refusing to wear the silly smile of supine brides. Neither meek nor delicate, I'm the swearing nursemaid who combats your midnight terrors. I am there with vomit, tears, sweat, waging war without regret. So do not fear my inmost nature. When I hear those cries of bottomless despair, I'll know you ask for me. Next, Peter Granbois, senior editor at Boulevard magazine and professor at Denison University, offers us a picture of someone who might be seeking hope. Here is his poem, Waiting for Revelation. I want snow to fill my mouth in a shattering of silver, but spring climbs up my throat with each breath, and rain shakes its back against the eternal hum until I can no longer forget, until I stare at the dirt-stained sludge clinging to the roadside the next morning and remember the earth is full of hatchings and secrets, of voices never caught in words. I wish I could trust in rain, trust that when night comes, the soft and distant music will lead me home. But memory stirs like crows gathering at the river, and I'm lying in the open arms of mud.